Previously on Compassion Radio.
I think there's nothing more powerful than a group of women, I'll say, because I'm one, joined together with one heart, one spirit, one purpose, praying. I'm going to encourage our listeners to be praying for Amy right now as she leads these women in prayer, because the enemy does not want this to happen.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
On the trail of the new thing God is doing all around the world. Welcome to Compassion Radio. Well, today, we're going to tie a bow on a terrific three-part series on a ministry doing some great things in Eastern Europe right now. And truth is, it brings us great joy here at Compassion Radio to be able to share with you about that new thing God is doing. And why is that? Because it's pretty exciting. That's why. If you venture to look at the news anymore or open your computer browser or social media, there seems to always be the onslaught of bad news, devastation, fear, and drama. But as Norm and Cher have taught us over the years, it's in these situations where God is often doing His amazing work. Let's send it back over to Bram Floria alongside his wife, Sandy, and another amazing couple, Mel and Amy Ellenwood, based in the Czech Republic.
You just see this effect of people that are faithful, that are obedient to Christ, that are willing to
die,
to lay their life out for Him. And you're just seeing the fruit of this. And one of the things that for us in Josievich, when we're looking at the Moravians and that it was birthed right out of the Czech Republic, where now it's one of the most atheistic nations in the world, the Moravians decided that they would pray together, and they put a prayer chain together where two people would pray every hour around the clock. And they did that unbroken for 100 years.
And that prayer tower still exists, correct?
Yeah, it still stands in Herrnhut, Germany.
Which was the site of where this little band of 280 exiles moved to in order to find sanctuary. And then from that birthed this movement where many, many missionaries came out of this group.
I want to just remind our listeners right now that one of the reasons that Christian David was persecuted directly was because he had the temerity to actually read the Word of God.
Yeah,
and it was
exactly.
No longer just a one-off where the government said, this is what God says. He actually went to the book himself. And as he read the book, he discovered that everybody in this book was praying. And because of that, he decided to become like them and began this prayer movement. So he discovered two incredible things, the Word of God and prayer. And in that, his faith came to real life. And we see that even today, that they're the core values for us as Compassion Radio. We want to get the Word of God into as many hands as possible. And we want people praying and going and doing the very things that we say we believe. So our hearts sing with this truth and this example of Christian David and what he did in your own backyard. So tell me how that has played itself forward into your organization and how you just rediscovered that history.
I think one of the things, as we were looking at the history of revivals in Central and Eastern Europe, the one that pops out the most is the Moravians. As we looked into it, we researched and studied that. One of the things that just kept pounding at us is they were sold out people willing to do what God asked them to do, but they were spending time really praying on behalf of their missionaries, on behalf of unbelievers that need to know Christ in their country. And so the leadership, we were praying about it, said, how can this affect us as Josiah Venture? How can we mobilize our team? And Josiah Venture looks at our team as not just the people that are serving here, but we have people that are praying for us, they're giving, and they're fellow
partners
in this ministry. They're co-laborers.
Yeah, we get that.
How can we set something up that the entire staff, the entire labor group of Josiah Venture can be praying for the ministry here? And so we've come up with this online prayer tower, prayer wall, prayer place, prayer room that's virtual, that I think is extremely exciting because people from all over the world can sign up for an hour of prayer anytime they want to. And our goal is to see this whole year that we've done a 24-hour chain for 365 days with all the people that have a heart for Central and Eastern Europe.
Well, we can attest to that prayer room being amazing. We spent time there last night, actually, and were just overwhelmed with not only the beauty of the visual of it, but the in-depth leadership in leading us through praying for Josiah Venture and the missionaries on the field. Specific prayer requests that were posted for specific people, and we were able to pray not only by request, but by name. And that was so beautiful to be part of. For us, it was just a great experience to know that we are joining with you across the world in prayer. And we know, as believers, that's how our hearts connect through prayer. And we can connect with you, Mel and Amy, thousands of miles away just by praying for you in specific requests. It was beautiful.
It was a more than worthwhile investment you made.
Yeah.
We, as a ministry, need to learn from you about this, about how to activate our people and let them into that prayer room together with us in a more immediate way. Because we have lots of people that are praying for us around the clock, too, and believe in what we're doing. I think about all of the bricks. I know that Christian David and his people probably prayed over every single one of those bricks and blocks that they laid to build that prayer tower as a place of safety and refuge and a power. For me, that's the first tower of power. That place was where God was doing stuff. And you have erected something with technological bricks to enable many, many people to come into this room and participate together and hand the baton one to another, hour after hour, to perpetuate this incredible legacy that the Moravians have given to us.
I think one of the things we as an organization is we lift our eyes and see that the fields are ripe for harvest. We don't want to be content with where we are. We never want to be content and say, we're doing okay. And be okay with the status quo. We want to keep asking God for more. And we know that the only way we're going to see more fruit, which is one of the things we're begging him for and asking him, what can we do to see more fruit in these countries, is we have to cover it in prayer. And so we have all committed as a team to doing the hard work of praying as well as sharing the gospel and serving, because we know that more fruit is not going to come apart from that. And the Lord has to be in it.
As believers, sometimes we say, oh, well, what can I do? I can't do anything. Well, I'll just pray. But we need to get it in our minds that that's our first line of defense.
Amen.
Offense, even. Yeah. That's the first step that we need to take. Not can I bring a dish for your dinner, which is a great thing. Not can I buy gas for your car, which is another great thing. But can I pray? Will I pray? Mm-hmm. And we need to be about that as believers, as the church, making that a priority.
Now, Amy, as this program goes to air, you'll be deeply embedded into a very important work, and a lot of projects are kind of coming together at the same time. It's one of the reasons you asked us to be praying specifically about what's going on in Eastern Europe right now. So tell us, if you could, about what's happening during this particular calendar week.
Well, during this calendar week, we have a group of, we call them our second culture missionary wives and women. They are all serving cross-culturally. Many of them have children who attend national schools. They are firmly embedded in the communities that they're serving in and immersed in. So this is our week to really invest in them. A lot of them hold down the fort while husbands serve and travel. And so this is a time to pull them out of that and refresh their spirits, invest in them. We spend time in the Word. And so we will be spending hours and hours doing battle on our knees. We all know it's going to be hard work, but we are committed to really fighting hard on behalf of our brothers and sisters. I keep thinking of the passage in Nehemiah that talks about, and fight for your homes and your brothers and your sisters and your husbands, and take a stand on the wall, one hand ready to work and one hand ready to pray and watch. And so that's what we're committing to do for this week as we come together, and we're believing God for great things from that. But we're also experiencing some significant spiritual pushback from it. We are having to take a firm stand and not let the enemy get in.
You have just spoken my heart language right there. You're talking about women and prayer. And I think there's nothing more powerful than a group of women, I'll say, because I'm one, but a group of women joined together with one heart, one spirit, one purpose, on their knees, praying for the people they love and for the people they want to see impact the world. And I am going to tell you, Amy, I am all over this. I'm going to encourage our listeners to be praying for Amy right now as she leads these women in prayer, because the enemy does not want this to happen.
Lord, please send your workers to the field. We'll get right back to the interview in just a moment.
March is always a special time of year for us, since we'll soon be celebrating our 73rd anniversary of radio ministry. This month, would you consider blessing us with a special anniversary gift of $25, $50, even $73 or more? Remember, no gift is too small or too large for that matter, and if each of us does just a small part, God can truly multiply these gifts in amazing ways. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. And you can always find us online at CompassionRadio.com.
We got a few more minutes left in this program. I want you to tell me, where is the future of the church as you see it? We're at a big inflection point. That little wedge has finally gone in there. And that 1 degree or 2 degree of separation from the norm is bringing the gospel is exponential now. What's going to happen in the future for the gospel in Eastern Europe and the church at large in this generation?
Yeah, I think one of the main things that's just going to be true of Josiah Venture, we're about the local church. So it's about what Jesus said in Matthew 28 of go and make disciples of all nations and baptizing them and really teaching them to obey all that I've commanded. That's a foundational piece that's just going to keep happening. The other thing that's going to be really important for us is that we're in the technology world. The one thing that we're actually praying a ton for right now is how God can use the media, whether it's social media, whether it's online, to reach more young people for Christ and make disciples through media. We're praying for people that have a heart, but we're asking God to really raise up people that are on the cutting edge of how to think about this and how to impact multiple countries across Central and Eastern Europe through media.
So the thing that people are already spending a ton of time doing, especially young people, online, on their smartphones, on YouTube, you want to utilize that for the kingdom more effectively.
I found myself praying during that same time, not just the platforms that were mentioned to pray over, like Twitter and Facebook and all that. I was praying that God would help you all to, with holy imagination, come up with new technologies that have never been used, so that the very the beginning of it would be within this movement.
Yeah, and I think us old dudes are going, I think it's going to take some younger people that have those imaginations, that creativity that God gives them, because the stuff I'm coming up with, it's already been done.
Yeah. Swipe left, so, Ed, swipe left.
Yeah.
We also have four other countries that we're doing itinerant work in that are former communist countries, Macedonia, Moldova, Belarus, and Lithuania. And we have great hope that God is going to raise up young pioneers who are willing to step in and teams to go into those countries. Had people from those countries come and join us at our training conferences. There's just a great hunger, and we're very anxious to get into those countries with the gospel.
Well, I have to tell you a little story. I was just in Kenya a few weeks ago at a women's retreat, and I met a gal in Kenya who is serving there from Moldova.
Really?
So, yes. And so it's interesting that you would bring that country up, because she was telling me how she came to Christ and her family came to Christ, and that there is a seed there that is growing in the country of Moldova. So that's hopefully encouraging to you, that you hear that that history is there, that you guys would go in there and then water that seed and hopefully see some growth and fruit there.
God is at work. Like, there's not a place that he's ignoring. And that's...
I like that.
That's fantastic. I think the other thing that would be important for the listeners to hear is one of the things that we believe is that all these young people are on certain highways. Language, it's just a natural highway. How do we get on that highway and use it for the Lord? Music, they're in schools. They're going to be there anyway. How do we get on that highway? As Josiah Venture is thinking through the ministries that we can do through the local church, it always has to do with where are the students going already? How do we jump on the highway and kind of show them that exit 316, that John 316? There is a way, a road that leads to life, and we're pretty excited about that.
So you're not reinventing the wheel. You're getting on board and going the direction that God's already going.
At Audubon speeds, it seems.
Yeah, it feels like that right now.
Is there anything else we haven't talked about so far that you think would be appropriate to mention to our Compassion Radio listening audience? Either about Josiah Venture, about the things you're currently involved with this calendar year, or just about how to pray, how to live a faithful and vibrant spiritual life that taps into God's real power.
We would love for your listeners to be praying for our national missionaries. During communism, the whole idea of tithing and giving to missions, all that kind of stuff, it just kind of faded away. There's a real need. Half of our staff are national missionaries, and for them to raise their support so that they can serve full time in their countries is actually really, really difficult. It would mean a lot to us if your listeners would just be praying for half of our staff that are nationals, that God would open doors, open pockets, get people that are behind them to help support them so that they can be doing what they need to be doing on the field.
And that the church here would take ownership of that and catch
a
vision for it. One of the things we've prayed for from the beginning is that God would raise up workers from the harvest to the harvest.
Yeah.
Right.
We are seeing that happen. And we just sent one of our young Czech girls to serve as a missionary full-time in Latvia. And we're watching them cross-pollinate and pick up the call to serve. And it's just been thrilling. But the church here needs to get behind that and really own it.
It makes me think about Jesus talking about the resentments of the workers that started the day and expected a full day's wage. And then the latter workers being shoved into the mix at the very end, and God being very generous with them, even though they're late to the game.
Yep.
It seems like these new in-country workers, the ones that you believe that God's going to raise up in these nations, they're late to the game, so to speak. But they're also the ones that God is really going to honor and say, this is my pride and joy. They worked hard for me. Mm-hmm. Have I been unfair with you, my faithful workers who came from America, from Canada, from Germany? No. I've been fair to you all along. This is your reward, not your competition.
Is. That's right. And they're the young Josiahs that we have been believing God for, who are going to turn their countries back to the Word and lead them to repentance and bring them to Christ. That's what we've longed for. So it's great joy to us to watch what God's doing in and through them.
Yeah.
But we want to see them run hard.
Being here over 20 years now, we're seeing a lot of these national staff where people are kids that came to Christ at camp and were discipled and were in the local church and making a difference there. And they're just impacting their society for Christ.
Amy, you said something just a second ago about these being the young Josiahs. Tell our listeners, who was Josiah?
Mm-hmm. Josiah was a king who became king at a very young age. And while he was yet a teenager, he discovered the word of the Lord and led his country in revival and repentance when he brought them back to the word. The reason we decided to call ourselves Josiah Ventures is because we believe God has young Josiahs ready in these countries who need to hear the gospel, who are now going to lead their countries back toward Christ. We have one young guy who trusted Christ one of the very first English camps back in 1994. He is now the Minister of Education in Czech Parliament. And he contacted another young guy who trusted Christ with him at camp, who is one of the leaders of our national organization here in Czech, and asked him to write a curriculum based on the Bible that is an ethics curriculum that will be taught in every public school in the country.
Thanks.
And so we're seeing these young Josiahs now come into places of influence.
Yeah.
And God is doing that and giving them that. So we want to do everything we can to create a road ahead of them so they can run hard and be used for kingdom purposes.
And that fuels you, doesn't it? To see that kind of impact fuels you over the years. And Lord, the Lord is so sweet to let us see those fruits.
Yes.
And so sweet to let you be part of that. That is so beautiful.
You know, Mel, Amy, before we go today, I want to say again, this has been a marvelous conversation for us because it warms my heart to know that the things we were doing back in those days before the wall fell had seeds that were watered by somebody. And along came you all not long after that and did all that faithful watering and tilling and growing and gardening, all the stuff that's necessary for a plant just to bloom and finally to bear fruit. And you've been faithful all along the way. Your kids have been part of this whole movement. God's doing great things here. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of God in you. And you stand in the stead of people who believed in prayer, who actually put it to practice. We can't go today without having a prayer. So if two of you would lead us.
Yeah.
Father, we're just really grateful for the fact that we get to serve you. We're thankful that we're your children. We're thankful that you're a good father that can't love us any more than you do right now and that you discipline us perfectly. And that you are at work in many, many lives and many, many hearts that haven't yet placed their total faith and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we just ask right now, as we think about Central and Eastern Europe on this show, that you would continue to impact young people. And as you do that, you impact their parents and their siblings and their families. You impact their teachers, and that your name will be lifted high, that there's not a chance of people hiding that, but that these would be young believers that stand up tall, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, and are ready to go to whatever length to make that true. I pray for all of our missionaries, both our nationals and our North Americans that are serving here on the field, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, that you would continue to provide for their needs, that they would be joyful in sharing the good news of your Son, but that they would be joyful also in just the place that they have to stand, whether it's hardship or some kind of toil that they have to be a part of, Lord, that they would be faithful and not give in. Mm-hmm. Lord, pray for Compassion Radio, that you would bless this ministry.
Yeah.
That you would go before them as they are a voice and an ear for what God is doing, what you're doing throughout the world, and bring it back to people in the States that are prayer warriors, that are people that are concerned for the world and others hearing about you, Jesus. So we just want to lift all this up to you and pray that you would be glorified. And as this show airs, that lots of people that hear this will be impacted in a way, will be drawn to you, Jesus, more closely, and that you would want to make a difference right where you're at, and follow him with all your heart. In your name, amen.
Amen, amen, guys. Amen. Friends, you've been challenged by Mel and Amy Ellenwood of Josiah Venture, based in Eastern Europe. They're currently in the Czech Republic. A lot of great stuff happening around them and through them. Lift them up, especially this week as you're hearing this program. And find out more about Josiah Venture by checking our links on our website. Mel, Amy, thanks so much again for being with us on Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
Guys.
Our thanks again to Mel and Amy from Josiah Adventure for joining us today. Before we close things out for today, I wanted to share some brief words from our March Compassion Radio newsletter written by our very own Cher Nelson about the new voice on Compassion Radio. She writes, "Friends, I hope now you can see why we believe this ministry has passed into the right hands. We know it will be a challenge adjusting to a new voice and feeling as much at home with Bram as you did with Norm. But it was the same way when Wilbur retired and Norm was the new voice on the broadcast. I hope to be back in the studio with Bram soon, but I feel my commitment to be alongside Norm right now takes precedence. I hope you understand. Thank you for all the prayer support you have poured over us. We feel the strong arms of the Lord upholding us, and we know that it is a result of your compassionate prayer. Let's do new and important things together this year." And that's from Cher. Bram?
Friends, I wanted to bring attention to our special premium offer this month. It's our gift to you for your gift of any size to support the Ministry of Compassion Radio. And this being our anniversary month, we definitely need to see people step up and help us begin that process of planning for great new projects and great new ministry all around the world. So we need you, friends. And this special book called The Case for Easter is a blockbuster in a lot of ways. It's not a hard read. In fact, it's a fairly slim little volume, but it's going to bring a very powerful argument for the power and the reality of the resurrection, especially at a time of year where people are open to discuss these kind of topics.
I'm excited to read this book myself because of our recent trip to Orlando, Florida for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where they showed the movie A Case for Christ. And watching that film brought about a lot of emotion for me. It was a very beautiful film. It was very real and honest. I loved it. I really hope that our listeners will make an effort to go and see this film when it comes out.
And it's going to be talked about a lot in the media in the weeks to come. Now, I've got to say that I've not been a real fan of Christian films over the years, but they've improved greatly in the past 2 or 3 years. Now, this film, my friends, is on par with the finest dramas you've seen out of Hollywood. ever.
Absolutely.
I'm really stunned about the quality of the acting and of the directing of this film. It is genuine, it is heartfelt, and it's going to make a big impact. Now, this book, again, it's an excerpt from the investigation that Lee Strobel did into the reality of the resurrection. And this little pamphlet is going to be something you're going to want to have in hand leading up to Easter, especially when questions come up from friends or family who go to see this film.
You're going to want to have this pamphlet in your hands to give out to friends of yours or people that you know that are questioning the reality of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Lee Strobel, as Bram said, has done an amazing job of investigative journalism into the truths of Jesus' death and resurrection.
As we prepare for Easter being April 16th this year, we want to make sure to get this in your hands in time for the release of the film and for the Easter season coming up. So friends, please, as you support Compassion Radio this month, we'd love to send you a copy of this book by Lee Strobel, The Case for Easter. So order yours today.
Thank you, Bram and Sandy Floria. Reach us by phone by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're always there for you online at CompassionRadio.com. You can give there safe and secure, CompassionRadio.com. And that phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. 2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Norman Cher Nelson, and the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale, and we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.